Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everybody say, step out. Faith steps out. And so you'll see through this whole chapter people who stepped out. Amen. Won't you? How many believe Abel stepped out? Yes. Enoch stepped out. Yes. Noah stepped out and built a boat. Amen. When there hadn't been a rainstorm. Amen. A long ways from the ocean. And he worked on it for years. Now that's stepping out, brother. Is that right? He's pumping money into this thing, taking all his time. That's stepping out. Oh, but I tell you what, he was one happy camper. When the lightning started popping, is that right? That he had obeyed God and he was ready. Amen. Oh, but he had to step out. People mocked him and made fun of him and said, what are you building this big boat out here for? Well, God said so. And God's not going to tell everybody what he tells you to do. Not everybody's going to know, so quit looking for everybody to confirm it. Well, you know, in the multitude of counselors, they're saying, watch out, watch out. He's talking about a king and war, specifically. People miss it sometimes by asking everybody and their brother what you think about what I ought to do. That was a different dispensation also. In this dispensation, you have the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, inside you. You can hear from Him.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Don't ask everybody what they think you ought to do. They, you know, the Lord's not necessarily telling them what He's telling you to do. They're not going to know. And if they haven't heard from Him, they're just going to give you their opinion. And that's no better than your opinion. Maybe not as good. Keep reading here. Hebrews 10. Everybody say it one more time. Step out. Faith steps out. Don't draw back. You know, I've seen businessmen before that came to me and said, boy, you know, I think the Lord's telling me. This one guy had a transmission shop. He said, I think the Lord's telling me to open two more transmission shops in the city. And I said, go for it. He said, well, it'll cost money. I said, I know, but it'll make money too. Man, I said, none of that matters. He said, yeah, but I don't know, you know, about this, and I don't know about that. He had about 90 questions. Well, what about that? I said, none of that matters. Yeah. One thing matters. Is the Lord leading you to do it? Have you heard from Him? That's all that matters. Yeah, but the economy. Yeah, but this. Yeah, but what if there's a war? Don't you think God knows if there's going to be a war or not? Yep. And if He told you to do it, He already knew about it?
Amen.
Yeah, but what about this? And what about the kids? And what about the wife? You got too many what abouts. We don't walk by what abouts.
Right.
We walk by faith.
Right.
Yeah, but what if? We don't walk by what ifs.
Amen.
We don't live by what ifs. We walk by faith, and faith is based on the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. That's the written Word and the living Word by the Spirit. When He deals with you to do something, you just say, yes, sir, thank you, and here we go. Step out. Everybody say, step out.
Step out.
I'm excited about this. I am. You know what's happening here? We have a group of people in here tonight, and I mean from a year ago, you've been given. You've been given, you've been sowing, and you were given before that. And you were sowing before that, and the Lord is ready for some big chunks and some big harvest to come back to you. But you don't just sit and go, Lord, drop it on me. Come on, let her rip, let her fall. Well, He may deal with some people to just walk up and hand you some checks. And that's great. And we have that kind of thing happening here all the time. But there's also going to be some new channels.
Amen.
Everybody say channels.
Channels.
New channels. New avenues of a continuous flow of finances to you. How many know it's good to have one pipe with water flowing in, but it's better to have 10.
Amen.
10 pipes
yes.
with water flowing from 10 different directions. And if one of them gets a little low, well, you still got nine pumping.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If three of them got low, you still got seven others pumping. Amen. The Lord wants to do that for us. He wants to bless us in our basket and in our store. When we go out and when we come in. Amen. He wants multiple things happening for us. But in order to reap, you got to what? And step out. Step out. So a lot of people here are at the point of stepping out. Some people already see and know some things. Some other people, the Lord's getting you ready even in this service tonight, because He's going to show you some things. He's going to deal with you in the nighttime. He's going to give you some ideas when you're riding down the road in your car, and you're going to go, wow, that's a great idea. And you'll get excited about it. You'll get stirred up. And you'll get to talking about it. You'll probably come talk to your husband or wife about it. Maybe talk to your friends about it. Get stirred up about it. And then the devil will come and try to scare you. And say, oh, now you got to watch it. Oh, you better watch out. Better watch out. Because you never know. That is not a scripture. We don't talk that way around here. No. We do not draw back in fear and hide and so-called play it safe. We hear from God and we step out. Oh, glory to God. And the Lord prospers what we put our hand to. He blesses us. He increases us. This applies to a bunch of people in here. Bunch of people in here are at this juncture right now. Some witty ideas and some things are going to come to you. You're going to say, well, man, if I just do this, then that opens up a whole other area over here for me. And if I just do this, and I could actually multiply that, I could triple that one over there. And people are going to come to you. And they're going to say, would you be interested in a contract with me? Would you be interested in this? Now, pray about it. Don't just because somebody says they're a Christian, that doesn't mean that you go just jump into it. You hear from God. Amen. But when He's dealing with you and He's dealing with you, what comes next? Step out. Look at your neighbor. Tell them they need to hear it. Say, step out. Step out. Obey God. And it'll go good. You'll be blessed. Amen. This is a big way God increases us and prospers us. You can't be lazy and you can't be scared. Right? Got to get up and get with it. Step out. Somebody said, well, I got all I want to do. I'm busy enough as it is. Go ahead and obey. Amen. You know, when I was teaching at Rhema, there was one time during that period that I was speaking sometimes 20 times, 22 times, 25 times a week in a 7-day period. That's a lot. It's really too much. But I was young and, you know, whatever they said, I can do it. Yeah. And the Lord began to deal with me about going out on the road. I thought, you got to be kidding. Because by the time Friday rolled around, I'm ready to sit in a chair. Just look out the window. Well, traveling means you got to travel. You got to. You ever thought about traveling ministry?
Yeah.
Half of that phrase is traveling. And it is too. Whew. Thank God for airplanes. But traveling and going out and having meetings and coming back in. And I didn't want to hear that. I thought, no. And I just kind of pretended I didn't hear that for months. So why'd you do that? Why did you? I just kind of pretended, what is that? And you know, as soon as you do that, the devil will come and go, we don't know what that is. I went, no. Now you're agreeing with him, you know. What is that? We don't know. That's just, we don't know. Because you don't want to know. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to look at it. But eventually, thank the Lord for His mercy, I must have been almost a year later. I was sitting in a chair one day getting quiet, and that came up to me so strong, and I thought, Lord, yeah, you've been dealing with me about that, and I hadn't wanted to look at it. I'm sorry. I apologize. You want me to go? I will go. Help me out. See, if you be willing, huh? And then So people had been asking me to go, but I had been saying, well, no, I'm busy and I got to, you know, all I want to do. But I began to accept some things. And I tell you what, in the next couple of years, our finances just came up just like this. I mean, and it wasn't just from taking the offer, all the offerings that came in. People just walk up at a meeting out of state and just hand you a check for $5,000, $1,000, and $3,000. And this would happen and that would happen. And next thing we know, well, what if I'd said, no, I don't want that, you know. Well, this is what I do, right? Preach, teach. What if I say, well, I'm doing all the teaching I want to do. Well, then I'm blessed as far as he can bless me right now. But it wasn't long he knew that. It wasn't long until he worked out so that some of those things I was so busy at the school, I didn't have to do, and I was freed up, and it was just wonderful.
Amen.
And stuff got paid off and had plenty. Everybody say, step out.
Obey.
So you can't be lazy and you can't be scared. Amen. Somebody needs to say it out loud. I'm not lazy.
I'll go.
Or
I'll stay.
I'll obey.
I'll obey.
And say this as well. I'm not scared.
I'm not scared
to step out.
God is big.
He can do this.
Amen.
This was not what I had planned for tonight, but I believe it's what we need for right now. Keep reading, verse 38. Now the just shall live how? By faith. But if any man draw back, pull back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. That's the Lord talking. Verse 39, I like this. This is my confession. But we are not of them that draw back.
Amen.
We're not. Unto perdition and destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, faith is. And he begins to tell us examples of how people stepped out. And how God met them. Now, one of the key things that you need to know about faith is what Brother James said. Faith without works is dead. Dead faith will not get you healed. Dead faith will not get your bills paid. Only living faith. What is living faith? Faith that is expressed through action. Faith is not just believing something. Faith, living by faith, is acting on what you believe. Amen? Faith without works is dead. You got to step out. And in Hebrews 11, we see people that stepped out. Now you'll see their faith is in different areas. Faith is the same in essence and nature, but faith is developed in each individual area.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.